You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast with host Fifi Peters.
This market wrap is brought to you by Standard Bank Corporate and Investment Banking.
But first, a dose of good news in terms of how your money worked and moved for you on the JSE today. And we are joined by Mr. David Shapiro, Chief Global Equity Strategist at Sasfin Securities. David, always a pleasure. Where are we speaking to you from tonight?
Now I'm in Johannesburg.
It's a good thing you're in Johannesburg. I don't know if you saw the latest increase in flight tickets, 20% year on year, according to Stats SA. Things are getting quite pricey.
They're going to even go up higher. And I think as we start to see countries open their borders, you're going to see a lot more people wanting to travel, particularly into the United States. Still difficult in the UK. So brace yourself. It's, prices are going to go up. Hotel rooms are going to go up. And I think even though we can't travel abroad that easily as yet, I think you're going to find even, come the year end, I think a lot of people are going to want to just get out of their homes and go somewhere. So I think Cape Town's going to be packed. And you better book your ticket now. If you haven't already, you probably won't even get a ticket if you start now.
So this is me actually going online to try and see if I can just do the things. But nonetheless, I mean, David, you're touching on a very important issue here because it's around how long these prices continue to rise. We are expecting them to go up given the rush to get back to normality, as it were. But it's a conversation around how long they do remain elevated. And what's your view, maybe in South Africa's context, based on the numbers that we did see today?
No, it'll be a knee-jerk reaction. It'll be a couple of months. It's almost the frustration of people wanting to travel. So I think thereafter it will settle down. More flights will be brought on. More hotels, hotels will open up again. So restaurants will open up and so on. So I think this is just perhaps a short-term reaction to this. But So I think just delay it, just stay at home for a little longer. You'll get cheaper flights down the line. But I think people are so not angry, they're so anxious, and they just want to get out. They want to do things. They want to get a little bit of normal life back again.
Yeah, I'm listening to you. Stay at home a little longer. We've been staying at home for 18 months, David. 18 months. And nonetheless, well, you've been to New York. You don't rank with the rest of us. Eating burgers for 300 rand. Nonetheless, we have also got a rand that is coming back to the party. We're seeing a little bit of strength coming back to our currency yet again. And this is on a quite a risky day, right? We do have the U.S. Federal Reserve concluding its meeting today. Anything you've heard so far?
I think it'll be a damn scoop. I don't think anything's going to come out of it. In fact, I'm so surprised and so happy, and really, I mean, celebrating that our market was all green today. I can't find any red on the screen. After Monday's sell-off, which was really triggered by worries about China and Evergrande, the collapse of Evergrande, which is also those woes of ease. We've seen a big pullback. We've seen the platinum price, the palladium price. All of those prices find some kind of level and pick up again. Look, it's not over, but I think that the fact that we have seen some buying and at these levels is very comforting. The rand is going to be part of, it depends where the dollar goes. And I think also tonight's Fed meeting will dictate that. If we don't see any talk of tapering, the dollar will probably ease back again and the rand will strengthen. So it all depends on where the dollar goes. And from what I see, I'm surprised, in fact, that the dollar hasn't started weakening. If I look what's happening in global markets, U.S. markets have picked up quite dramatically. The S&P, which is a gauge of, Wall Street is up about 1.2%. So we've seen big turnaround. I'm expecting nothing much to come out of tonight's meeting. And I wouldn't be surprised if the dollar eases back, markets go better, and the rand improves a bit.
Wouldn't that be nice? But you were talking about all green, David, but there was some green that was greener than others, like Massmart or even Sasol, looking at their share prices up 7%. I know Sasol had a capital markets day. The management was engaging with you guys as investors. Is that explaining the big move we saw today?
I try to get into the site. And I'm so angry about it because they did have an investor's day. You know, when you sit here and then it tells you you can't get into the site, you've got to register, put your name. So I became very frustrated. All I can tell you was obviously something good came out of it because the share price was up about 7%.
But of course you have to register. You want to gate cash.
No, but they start asking you, what's your address? Where do you live? How old are you? You know, just, oh no, I'm so tired of forms.
Well, I'm actually looking at a headline now, and it's just speaking to a theme that we are seeing from a lot of companies that play in the fossil fuel space, trying to be better corporate citizens by reducing their gas emissions, as it were.
Mm. Well, it's going to happen. I'm still interested to see what came out of that. So, look, the other issue is that gas prices are very elevated at the moment. There is a shortage. The other thing is that oil prices are also holding up pretty well, and you've got a slightly weaker rand. And Sasol have done a lot to turn their operations around. So I have to apologize for not looking deeper into what they did say to investors, but naturally it's had some major impact. And we must watch it. It's made a big breakthrough in price. You know, the price gains recently are also pointing towards rising confidence and where the business is going.
Mm. I mean, someone said earlier today that around this, in fact, your friend Wayne McCurry said earlier today that, I mean, this time last year, Sasol was almost broke, right? It almost went bust because we had an oil price that just did all the wrong things. And you just look at the turnaround a year later.
Yeah,
but Remgro, I'm imagining you did take a look at the results coming out of Remgro. What stood out for you?
You know what? There's a lot of locked value in there. And, you know, this is a share that's been trading at a massive discount to its underlying value. And I did quite a bit of work on it, which I can't really go through in the short time that we have. But, Fifi, there's something you can follow up there. A lot of corporate actions are taking place at the moment. We saw it with RMI releasing Discovery and releasing their listed interest in Momentum. And I think a lot of businesses are now getting rid of some of the listed vehicles they have and focusing on their unlisted, you know, in order to get people to recognize value. You saw Telkom, you know, you saw those kind of actions.
MTN.
I think, yep, in all of them. That's right, MTN and Telkom listing their tower businesses. So I think we're going to see more of it. And the more I look into Remgro, the more I think, you know, things will like that will start to happen. Because there's some really good underlying businesses there that are not being recognized.
Except we did see a little bit of it from Remgro itself last year with FirstRand. How effective do you think that deal was?
Well, very effective. You know, and it hasn't really been reflected yet, but it's the path that I think will eventually, they must take. I don't think they're ready to get rid of RSL. Distell will go. MediClinic is still there. RMI will go. You know, they'll have Discovery and they'll have Momentum, which they'll then float off as well. So I think slowly you're getting to a point where they were, you know, 20, 25 years ago, where you bought them for the strength of their underlying businesses. And there's some pretty decent businesses underneath there. So I'm going to have a much closer look at it.
And, you know, you're not expecting any fireworks from the U.S. Federal Reserve's meeting tonight. How's about our meeting tomorrow with our Governor Lesetša Kanyago expected to take to the podium?
I think he'll do the same. I think it's far too early to tamper, you know, with interest rates, even though inflation kicked up today. You know, inflation at 4.9% that we saw in August was largely driven by very low oil prices a year ago, which was post-pandemic, the early days of the pandemic, when oil was down 40-50. So we've seen the impact of that on inflation. This was all expected, likewise with food prices. But I think overall, prices will probably moderate. And we can't take in airline tickets and those things. Those are going to be short-term. So I think he's just going to remain steady, which, you know, for me is good at the moment.
All right. I think it's good for most people. But David, thanks so much for joining us. As always, David Shapiro, the Chief Global Equity Strategist at Sasfin Securities. And I can tell you what has also been happening in terms of the price increases we've seen across a number of goods and services. We had food inflation increasing by What was it? 6.9%. So that's well above the 4.9% year on year of the annual inflation basket that we did see. Although there is an indication that food prices are expected to come down a little bit. In that food basket, meat prices costing 10% higher. 10% higher. So if you're looking for a reason to perhaps eat a little bit more vegetables or maybe go vegetarian, maybe your pocket could possibly be one. But we'll leave it there in terms of your markets.
This market wrap was brought to you by Standard Bank Corporate and Investment Banking.
We all know that the primary purpose of business is to increase value for shareholders. But good business done well can have an impact way beyond the boardroom walls. Take the recent deal between our client, NMI DSM, and Barloworld Motor Retail, for instance. By putting up 700 million rand as working capital, and meticulously managing cash flow, Standard Bank was instrumental in supporting NMI DSM in the acquisition of Barloworld Motor Retail's network of car dealerships across the business. But when the deal also meant that NMI DSM could increase its workforce to over 3,100 employees across the dealer network, we knew it was a job well done. If you're ready to move up a gear, visit us at standardbank.com/CIB. Standard Bank. It can be. Standard Bank is an authorized financial services provider.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.